This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In Australia, the state of Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. Victoria State's Premier Daniel Andrews says the move is to shut down the virus and is critical, adding, quote, "We've got to err on the side of doing everything we possibly can to drive these case numbers down, so at the end of the six-week period, we're not having to contemplate what further steps we might have to take," end quote. Measures include an overnight curfew starting at 8 p.m. The White House coronavirus advisor Deborah Birx warns the U.S. has entered a, quote, new phase, end quote, of the pandemic as it's becoming, quote, extraordinarily widespread, end quote, in rural areas in addition to big cities. She said the virus in August is not what it looked like in March and April, when only large cities and heavily populated states were reporting cases. White House officials and top congressional Democrats will resume their discussions about a new coronavirus relief package Monday. The talks come days after the expiration of $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits that were part of an earlier coronavirus aid effort. The two sides remain far apart on the size of an overall coronavirus assistance package, with Democrats calling for $3 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Russia said Monday it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out, quote, several million, end quote, doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes, and one prepared at the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development. At this hour, more than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. This is VOA News. John Hume has died. He's the Northern Irish politician who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998 for his pivotal role in ending decades of violence in the British province. His family made the announcement Monday. The former leader of the mainly Catholic Social Democratic and Labour Party shared the Nobel with David Trimble of the Ulster Unionist Party. The pair helped forge the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement, which worked to end three decades of bloody strife in Northern Ireland between the largely Catholic nationalist community who wanted to reunify with Ireland and Protestant unionists who want to remain part of Britain. Hume was 83. America's first crewed spaceship to fly to the International Space Station in nearly a decade returned safely to Earth Sunday, splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico. The successful mission, carried out jointly by SpaceX and NASA, demonstrates the United States has the capacity once more to send its astronauts to space and bring them back. In Afghanistan, at least 21 people, including civilians and prisoners, have been killed in fighting between security forces and gunmen who raided an Afghan jail Sunday. The Israeli army says it killed four men laying explosives at a security fence along the Israeli-occupied sector of the Golan Heights Monday. Tensions are already high between bitter rivals Israel and Syria. Israel did not directly blame Syrian forces for the munitions fire, but said it held the Damascus government responsible. Microsoft Corporation says it will continue talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The company added there was no certainty a deal would be reached. China says it is firmly opposed to any U.S. actions against Chinese software companies. This in response to remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Washington will take action shortly against Chinese firms feeding data to Beijing's government. Indian police have arrested more than two dozen people in connection with the sale of tainted alcohol that has killed scores of people in the northern state of Punjab. A senior official told Reuters that police conducted more than 30 raids Sunday. A police spokesman says 69 people have died from the bootleg liquor. Global markets were mixed at the start of the trading week as investors weighed good economic news from China against the rising numbers around the world of new coronavirus cases. In Europe, the FTSE index in London is down nearly 5 points, but virtually unchanged percentage-wise. Paris's CAC 40 index is up 0.3%. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.